Yes, sort of. There was a lot of, by virtue of work that had gone on with sound spectrograph and at Bell Labs and pattern playback machine at Haskins Laboratories with Frank Cooper, the understanding of how information is conveyed in the changing resonances of the vocal tract, or the so-called formants, was beginning to be understood. And there was speculation about whether it would be possible to make electronic equipment that would, in real time, take continuous speech and extract the formant functions from speech so that they could be used for synthesis or for vocoder, for narrowband transmission, and ultimately synthesis at the receiving end. So my thesis was on an automatic format tracker, which involved building a spectrum analyzer. This was essentially a custom-designed filter bank to do the spectrum analysis, an electronic electromechanical scanner that would convert the spectral envelope into signals that could be analyzed, and then a set of electronic logic that would attempt to identify the resonant peaks in that spectrum. Part of the thesis was then to evaluate how well that formant tracker did and how well one could synthesize from that information.